Now some news from the world of sports. We'll start with the NHL playoffs, and the Boston Bruins trailed the Ottawa Senators on the road 1-0 heading into the second period of last night's Game 1 of the playoffs. In the second period, the Bruins failed to land a single shot on goal. However, Boston found life in the third, scored twice, and came away with a 2-1 win against the team they hadn't beaten in four previous tries this season. This was a huge win for Boston, not just because any win in a playoff series is important, but also because a whole bunch of Bruins were playing in their first ever postseason game and didn't let the moment overwhelm them. One of those players was Frank Vatrano, who beat Craig Anderson with a laser wrist shot from the high slot to tie the game at one. The veterans took over after that as the Bruins got the game winner with just under 3 minutes to go in the game with some tenacious forechecking by the Patrice Bergeron line, a cycle that ended with Brad Marchand potting the game winner to give Boston a 1-0 lead. Tuukka Rask was up to the task, making 26 saves, and kudos to Charlie McAvoy, the former BU defenseman whose first NHL game just happened to be a playoff game. The teenager was paired with Zdeno Chara, who's played 19 years in the NHL, the same number of years McAvoy has been alive on the planet. The kid showed tremendous poise under the most difficult of circumstances. He didn't make any game-altering mistakes, and he's got to feel good about getting his first ever pro game under his belt while helping his team actually win a critical game. Game 2 is set for Saturday in Ottawa. The news was not as good for the Montreal Canadiens, who dropped Game 1 of their series with the New York Rangers 2-0 at the Bell Center last night. Like Ottawa against Boston, the Habs had beaten the Blue Shirts in every regular season game this season, but would gladly hand all of those back for a win last night. Instead, Henrik Lundqvist made 31 saves, Tanner Glass scored for the Rangers, and the game was put away for New York when the Canadiens pulled Carey Price for an extra skater with just over a minute left to go, and Michael Grabner scored into the empty net. Game 2 is Friday night in Montreal. In other playoff action, the Pittsburgh Penguins were forced to start their backup goalie Marc-Andre Fleury in net in Game 1 against the Columbus Blue Jackets when their starter Matt Murray suffered an undisclosed injury, but the veteran came through for Pittsburgh in the Penguins' 3-1 win. The St. Louis Blues shocked the heavily favored Minnesota Wild with a 2-1 overtime win on a goal by Joel Edmondson, and the San Jose Sharks trailed the Edmonton Oilers 2-0 before roaring back to tie the game and win it also in OT on a goal by Melker Carlson. To the NBA, and the Boston Celtics are heading into the playoffs as the number one seed in the Eastern Conference thanks to a 112-94 win over the Milwaukee Bucks in Boston last night. Gerald Green scored 18 for the Green, part of a 25-2 Celtics run in the fourth quarter that sealed the deal. Celtics will open round one against the 8-seed Chicago Bulls. And while the Celtics will be heavily favored, the Bulls have some weapons in superstar Jimmy Butler, veterans Dwayne Wade, and former Celtics guard Rajon Rondo, who was a fan favorite during his years in Boston, but will not be afforded any such affection when the series tips off on Sunday. In Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox may have to start asking, what's wrong with Wright? Knuckleballer Stephen Wright was sensational last season until being derailed by a shoulder injury. He really hasn't been the same since. Last night against the Baltimore Orioles, Wright gave up 6 runs in the first inning, including back-to-back homers by Trey Mancini and Jonathan Scope. The O's blasted 5 home runs on the night, pummeling the Red Sox 12-5, and Wright is now 0-2 to start the season. Boston has a matinee today against the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's a makeup game for a rainout in Week 1 of the season. The New York Yankees liked what they saw on the mound from 24-year-old Jordan Montgomery, who won his first ever major league start at the stadium in an 8-4 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Didn't start well for the rookie, gave up a 2-run homer to Ricky Weeks in the first, but settled down after that and didn't allow any more runs. Aaron Judge homered for the Yankees, his third round tripper in as many games. There was a scary collision in this game when Brett Gardner ran into Ricky Weeks, who was covering first base, was moving to the bag just as he got the ball. Both players went down hard, and Gardner was removed from the game to undergo a concussion evaluation. He reportedly suffered a bruised jaw and sprained neck. The New York Mets completed a 3-game sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies with a 5-4 win. Zach Wheeler got the victory, throwing 6 shutout innings for his first victory in nearly 3 years following Tommy John surgery. Michael Conforto went deep for the Mets in that victory. And good thing for folks in Toronto that the Maple Leafs open the playoffs tonight in Washington against the Capitals. They will be serious underdogs in that one, but no matter, hockey is still king in Ontario's largest city, and the Leafs have not been in the playoffs since 2014. They're also trying to end a Stanley Cup drought reaching back to 1967. And they are a welcome distraction right now from the baseball team in Toronto, the Blue Jays, who fell to 1-7 to start the season after losing to the Milwaukee Brewers 2-0 last night.